Shalom Aleichem on behalf of G613, we welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud, Bechoros Daf Hei, Bechoros 5a. Pagination is 9. About a quarter of the way down at the end of a line, Sho'al is the word we begin with. We've mentioned that there was a transfer of holiness from the firstborn of the Jewish people to the Levian, and those numbers are approximately, we'll be specific in a second, but 22,000 people. So there were 22,000, a little more, of firstborn, and there were 22,000 of Levium, and the holiness transferred person for person. In reality, the Psukim describe that there were slightly more firstborn than there were Levium, and therefore, a certain number of people, 273 to be exact, would have to pay money as redemption, similar to Pidyon HaBen. And that identity of who would have to pay was done by Goral, by lots. The problem which is posed in our Gemara is that if you add up the number of Levium based on the different families, you'll find that there are actually 22,300 Levium. So the 300 Levium could easily have accommodated the 273 firstborn that Moshe told them are extra and cannot be redeemed and need to redeem themselves. And therefore the question arises, why was it that the 22,300 Levium weren't sufficient to redeem the 22,273 firstborn? Why is Moshe saying that there are extra 273 firstborn that we don't have enough Levium to redeem them? Shoal Kuntrukis Hasar as Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Kuntrukis, the minister, posed this question to Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Bifraton, if you add up the numbers of the Levite families, Shalavim, Atamotzi Esimushnayim Elef Ushlosh Meos, you come up with 22,300. Bechlolon Atamotzi Esrim Ushnayim Elef. But when the Torah accounts for how many there are, it only gives you the number 22,000 straight. Shlosh Meos Leheichan Holchu. Where did the 300 disappear to? And he's not just asking, where did they disappear to, that the numbers don't add up? He's asking, as we see in the next Gemara, as the Marsha points out, there's a deeper layer over here, which is, it looks like Moshe cheated them, that he pulled a fast one. Because by saying that there are 273 that can't be redeemed, by playing with the numbers, he's forcing an extra pidyon, redemption money, to be paid from these firstborn, which really didn't have to be paid. And he's enriching his family, Aaron, the family, the Kohanim, he's enriching them where there really was no need for this extra redemption. And this is typical of Bible criticism, where after you see the answer of Yochanan ben Zakkai's response, you really wonder about people. They ask questions inferring all kinds of sinister attributions to great people simply because they don't understand what they're talking about. Amale, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai answered, Osin Shalosh Meos Bechoros Hayu. Those 300 Levium that Moshe was not willing to include in the calculation of transfer of holiness was because they themselves were firstborn. Hello? Doesn't it make sense that some of the Levium were firstborn? Ve'im Bechor Mafkia Bechor. A bechor has to undo his own firstborn and transfer it that now he's a Levi as his status. Instead of firstborn status to do the avoda, he's a Levi, and he's already taking care of himself. He can't, doesn't have room to take care of someone else, to swap someone else out. My time, why, Amar Abaya, daya lebechor sheyafkia kedushas atzmo. It's enough that the person can undo his own holiness. So that's the explanation, that even though there were indeed another 300 Levium besides the 22,000, but the 300 couldn't absorb, couldn't swap out the 273 of firstborn, because those 300 were themselves firstborn. There is a very big question that needs to be explored. Art Scroll, in a footnote, makes an effort to address this, that if you do the math of firstborn compared to the rest of the Levium number, the ratio comes out very odd. If you have 300 Levium that are firstborn, and you have 22,000 Levium that are not firstborn, then if you worked with strict mathematical logic, firstborn represents the number of families that there are of Levium. Father, mother together, they have a firstborn. And then they have other children that are not firstborn. If you do the division of 22,000 divided by 300, you end up with families that have a firstborn plus about 70 children. That's a very interesting type of family. That's like the math doesn't seem to play out in a way that's easy to understand. 70 children per family. It would have been much more logical that there were more families and therefore more firstborn. In other words, this answer is so powerful that certainly there were firstborn, but actually, the number for the firstborn is so much lower than what we would have expected, considering 22,000 Levium. We would expect the number of firstborn, representing the number of families that there are, to be quite a bit higher. And one answer that's suggested is that perhaps you can't approach this in a purely mathematical fashion, because not all firstborn live. And therefore, there were many more families than the 300 indicated by firstborn, just that these other families did not necessarily have a surviving firstborn. Again, the firm numbers that we have are 22,000 Levium available for the swap, another 300 that are firstborn, but that doesn't necessarily mean that the number of families equals the number of firstborn. It could be that there were families that had many children, but they didn't have a viable firstborn. And therefore, those numbers do not represent the number of families of Levium. Yashar Koach. Thank you for joining.